I worked my way through undergrad and some of graduate school by waiting tables and bartending. I worked in a very nice restaurant that was close to campus and a hot spot for wealthy college kids and their parents, parents who were visiting for the weekend and treating their kids and their kids' friends to dinner. I was in my late 20s and praying to finish my bachelor's degree before I hit 30. When the customers were kind and respectful, it was okay. But one waiter as object moment could tear me apart. Unfortunately, I now see those moments happening all of the time. I see adults who don't even look at their waiters when they speak to them. I see parents who let their young children talk down to store clerks. I see people rage and scream at receptionists, then treat the bosses, doctors, or bankers with the utmost respect. And I see the insidious nature of race, class, and privilege playing out in one of the most historically damaging ways possible, the server-served relationship. Everyone wants to know why customer service has gone to hell in a handbasket. I want to know why customer behavior has gone to hell in a handbasket. When we treat people as objects, we dehumanize them. We do something really terrible to their souls and to our own. Martin Buber, an Austrian-born philosopher, wrote about the differences between an I-it relationship and an I-you relationship. An I-it relationship is basically what we create when we are in transactions with people whom we treat like objects, people who are simply there to serve us or complete a task. I-you relationships are characterized by human connection and empathy. Buber wrote, "When two people relate to each other authentically and humanly, God is the electricity that surges between them." After spending a decade studying belonging, authenticity, and shame, I can say for certain that we are hardwired for connection, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. I'm not suggesting that we engage in a deep, meaningful relationship with the man who works at the cleaners or the woman who works at the drive-thru, but I am suggesting that we stop dehumanizing people and start looking them in the eye when we speak to them. If we don't have the energy or time to do that, we should stay at home. Spirituality emerged as a fundamental guidepost in wholeheartedness. Not religiosity, but the deeply held belief that we are inextricably connected to one another by a force greater than ourselves, a force grounded in love and compassion. For some of us, that's God. For others, it's nature, art, or even human soulfulness. I believe that owning our worthiness is the act of acknowledging that we are sacred. Perhaps embracing vulnerability and overcoming numbing is ultimately about the care and feeding of our spirits.